DeBarge in Rhythm of the Night here on Kaint Radio at 140. Weather forecast, calendar, both coming up before the top of the hour. We're going to talk some trap shooting. Now, the Albert Lea trap shooting team, they were up at Alex last week, and we're going to get more information. It's always busy up there in Alex. I think it's 10 to 14 days where schools go up there and get their scores calculated. And then coming up on Friday is a big day, and Albert Lea does have a one shooter that'll be at that event coming up on Friday. We're going to get all the details from head coach Jeff Laskowski. And Jeff, a good afternoon. Appreciate the time.
Yeah, sounds good.
Now, Jeff, give me the breakdown of, again, how this works, just to remind me and to remind our listeners. Am I right there when I say it's like a 10-day to a 14-day time span up in Alex where schools come in, different schools every single day to shoot?
Yeah, so it's over 9 days.
9 days, okay.
It started Monday the 13th and then ran through till yesterday the 21st. There's 366 schools in the state of Minnesota. About 336 chose to come down and shoot. It's called the Minnesota Clay Target Trap Championship. In reality, it's sections. We competed on Friday, which is Section 5A. So all the conferences, all the teams in the conferences that were part of Section 5A competed on Friday. Out of those 9 days, the top 40 teams, get a chance to compete at state. It's a lot like wrestling, where you can make it as a team and you can also make it as an individual. This year, we got bumped out on Monday. We officially get dropped below that 40 on Monday, so we didn't make it as a team. But we do have one person that made it as an individual shooter.
So with schools shooting on different days, now what date did you guys shoot on?
We shot Friday the 17th, one of the nicest days they had up there throughout the whole time. Everybody else had a lot of heat, wind, rain, and all kinds of stuff.
So you guys shot on Friday, and like you mentioned, there was more shooting on Monday. So you had to wait until scores came in on Monday to determine for sure if the team was going or not going to a state.
It would have been all the way through Tuesday.
Tuesday, yesterday, okay.
Monday is when we officially dropped below the top 40. When we got done on Friday, we were ranked 23rd, got through until Saturday, Sunday, and we dropped into the upper 20s, about 27 to 29. And then on Monday, we dropped down to 39th, and we officially got bumped out that next day and dropped below that 40th.
Jeff Laskowski again, head coach, Albert Lea, clay shooting trap team. Am I saying that right?
Yep, our clay target team.
Clay target team. You know, this is why I need this yearly or, a couple times a year reminder, just to keep me fresh on the topic. So we appreciate having Jeff on. And Jeff, before we talk more about how the team shot last week and talk about the big event coming up on Friday, give us a breakdown of how the season went and how many athletes, how many shooters did you have out this year?
Yeah, we for the trap team itself on the trap side, we had 20 or 39 shooters, the highest we've ever had. And then the reason why we're called the clay target team is there's actually four different events that we compete in. Trap shooting is the big one. That's the one that happened up in Alexandria this last week with all that stuff. We also have sporting clay, skeet, and five stand. We also competed in the sporting clay championship up in Marshall, Minnesota on June 12th. We didn't do very well there. It was our first year competing. One of the toughest sporting clay courses I've seen in a long time with all that kind of stuff. So a lot of fun for the kids to participate in and things. But we had five in sporting clay, four in skeet, and four in five stand. So we didn't compete in the championships in either skeet or five stand.
Numbers-wise, I'm assuming things keep growing year after year for Albert Lea.
Yeah, they keep growing for us. Like I said, we reached 39. We do lose six of our seniors this year. It's been a lot of fun. All of our seniors, five of those seniors came in as eighth graders when we started the team. One of them started this year. So it's kind of bittersweet to see that group leaving with them starting at such a young age and kind of coming through the ranks there with it and becoming those seniors and captains and moving on with the rest of what they're planning on in the future.
So, Jeff, let's talk about, again, Albert Lea shot up in Alex on Friday. I talk about who are some of the top finishers and also about the one individual that's going to compete coming up on Friday.
Yeah, up in Alexandria, we did okay. We didn't necessarily shoot our best. We didn't really have a chance all season to shoot in decent weather. It was cold, snowing, wind. Seemed like this spring was just wind was accompanied with everything. We didn't have any wind up in Alexandria, so very nice day. So our kids struggled a little bit. Weren't used to shooting without the wind. It's kind of fun looking towards Friday. Friday afternoon, we got an individual shooter. It's kind of exciting for me. It's my son, Cody Laskowski. He made it as one of the top 100 shooters in the state of Minnesota because of his season average. That's less than 1% of all the state shooters, because we're just a little over 12,000 kids in the state of Minnesota that shoot, and it's only the top 100 make that state tournament as an individual.
That is awesome, and you must be a pretty proud dad.
Very proud. My son and daughter both shot very well. Cody was our top shooter at the Alexandria. He shot a 98 out of 100, only missed two birds. I shot a 49 in the morning and a 49 in the afternoon. We had a lot of other great shooters. It was kind of surprising. Our number two shooter was actually a seventh grade female, Kate Kiters. She did phenomenal. I'm really kind of coming into her own with it. She's going to go a long ways with stuff. Actually outshot her brother. It was kind of fun to watch with her older brother with stuff. But yeah, our seniors, it's been fun to watch them and work with them. The three seniors that came along with our to the Trap Championship were Mason Raftall, Mason Griffith, and Thomas Erickson. So like I said, we're going to miss those guys a lot. It's kind of exciting. Mason Griffith is actually our first athlete who's actually going to go shoot collegiately up at Bethany College up in Mankato.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So he's a scholarship, and he'll be shooting collegiately this next year. So that's kind of cool.
Jeff Laskowski, again, with the Albert Lee Trap Shooting Team, talking about their results from Friday up in Alexandria. And, you know, isn't it kind of ironic, as a coach, Jeff, you mentioned that the weather conditions were perfect, and that kind of threw off the team because they just weren't used to it?
Yeah. The day before, I felt so bad for the team shooting on Thursday. I think the sustained winds was 35 miles an hour with gusts over 50. I know Blooming Prairie was shooting that day. Austin was shooting that day. And you just felt bad for those kids shooting in those types of conditions. But that's kind of what we were used to with this spring, the way things were going. So
Jeff, talk about the event on Friday. That's at the Minneapolis Golf, or excuse me, Gun Club, which is, I think, around Prior Lake in that area.
Yep.
So what's on the docket for your son, for Cody, coming up on Friday?
Yeah, it works out pretty good for him. He gets to sleep in, so he's probably going to like that a lot. Because the team competition is in the morning. That usually starts between 7:30 and 8 o'clock in the morning. And all 40 teams will shoot in the morning. And then the individuals will start shooting somewhere between that 1 and 2 o'clock in the afternoon. They end up shooting 100 straight. So you shoot 25, hop off the line, dump shells, grab your next box, shoot 25, grab your next box, shoot 25, grab your box, shoot 25. Last year was our first year really seeing that, because we made it as a team, and then we had Cole Estes last year make it as an individual.
That's right.
Kind of cool. 2 years back-to-back, having individuals make it to that state competition.
We'll keep everybody up to date on how Cody Laskowski is doing at the state meet for trap shooting coming up on Friday. And Jeff, you know, I just want to switch topics really quick before I let you go. Anything you want to add to trap shooting at all?
Just thanking all my seniors. Like I said, I mentioned the three that made it to the state tournament. The other ones that are at the trap championship, the other ones that weren't able to make it, Sonny Jensen, Weston Dahl, and Dakota Heideman, they weren't able to make it because of other prior obligations. But like I said, it's just been a lot of fun. That group was the first group that really came in as we started the program. They were eighth graders. I think we joked about it at one point in the season that I think most of them shot single digits on their first time out on the trap field, to the point where that whole squad of six, you know, they all had the opportunity, did very good shooting 25 plus type situation, or 25 perfect 25 zone rounds and stuff like that by the time they graduated out. So
very cool. Very cool. Again, Cody Laskowski is going to compete at the Estate of Trap Shooting Meet coming up on Friday. We'll keep you updated on how he is doing right here on Kate. Now, Jeff, as the Albert Lee Fire Chief, I just want to get your comments. And, of course, a big story here in recent weeks with the Albert Lee Fire Department hiring the first full-time female firefighter in a Brandy Krenz, which I got a chance to know Brandy back when she worked at the Albert Lea Tribune back in the day. But talk about that hiring, and I mean that's awesome, and some history again being made here in Albert Lea.
Yeah, you know, and she's earned every bit of what she's gotten here with this. She's worked her tail off to try to meet what's needed of her to be a firefighter. She fits exactly what we've always talked about. Not everybody can do everything. You're meant to do what you're meant to do, and she's meant to do this job. She has the abilities. She's never once asked for anything special to try to make it work out, and she just has worked really hard to make everything work with meeting the physical requirements, the mental requirements. Sometimes that can be even tougher than the physical requirements, things like that. And she's fit in so well with the crews already. Like I said in most of her articles, she's kind of found that other home, because that's really what it is when you're looking at career fire service. It's your fire family, and if you fit with that fire family and all that stuff, and it's worked out very well.
Well, I haven't talked to her in a while, but when you see her at work, tell her that Aaron at Kate said congratulations. That's absolutely awesome. Please do that. Again, Jeff Laskowski, again, he's the head of the fire department here in Albert Lea, also the head coach of the trap shooting team for Albert Lea. And Jeff, thank you so much for the information. Have fun on Friday. Enjoy every moment with your son there at the estate trap shooting meet, and we wish him the best of luck.
Will do. Thank you very much.